There are a group of 10 kinos that all begin with the word Tzion, including Lamed Zayin, and the one that Rabbi Yavish Shlita just introduced, Tzion Alotishavi, and all of them are concerned with one topic, Eretz Yisrael. The one that we just read, Tzion Alotishavi, Avid Alevi, and even the kino, which we'll hopefully see shortly, Mem Aleph, Shali Sufa Ba'esh, is also part of the Tzion kinos because of its signum, because of its style, because of its form, although the subject is the burning of the Talmud and destruction, the Sefer Satera, rather than the Churban of Eretz Yisrael. But, as mentioned a moment ago, in a very beautiful, descriptive kind of way by Rabbi Yamin, Tzion Alotishali reflects Rabbi Yehuda Levi's unbelievable Abba of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, as he indicated, is unique not only metaphysically, but in a natural way. Chayin Nishomos Avir Arzeich. The air in Eretz Yisrael is Avir Tzach. Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Ruach HaKodesh. Nature is more beautiful than Tzion, more magnificent than Tzion. Many years ago I asked HaGoyim to Avnevin Sol Shlita, whether one could leave Eretz Yisrael to see the Grand Canyon. He didn't know what I'm talking about. Never heard of the Grand Canyon. But aside from that, he told me, go down to the Machtesh, down south, that's the Grand Canyon. There's no need to leave Eretz Yisrael, it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. Others disagree. Rabbi Yehuda Levi was in love with Eretz Yisrael, and no one expressed as passionately as he did the love for Eretz Yisrael. I think if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim only mentions Eretz Yisrael once in the entire Moreh Nevuchim, and there's another sefer that Rabbi Yamin is very into, and the Rav Zatzal, Rav Chaim Zev Litowitz. The Chavis HaBavos does not mention Eretz Yisrael at all. Bichlal. Ramban clearly is very into Eretz Yisrael, but the most, quote-unquote, pardon the expression, Tziyeni, of all the Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, was clearly Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Ramban expresses his love for Eretz Yisrael in halachic terminology. Rabbi Yehuda Levi expresses it emotionally, bitrakshut shein kamoh. And as mentioned, he lived a very comfortable existence in Muslim Spain. He was well connected with the caliphate government and was held in high regard, but he had a tshuka to go to Eretz Yisrael. And then we mentioned, or Rabbi Yamin Shlita mentioned, his terrible, unfortunate end. And that's a very important aspect of Tisha B'Av, which is found here in Tzion. Rasul mentioned, he always noted the Pasuk in Eicha, that first we mentioned the areas of tragedy, of Churban, Zochra Yerushalayim Yimei Onya Mu'udel. But then following that, the Pasuk says, Kol Macha Mu'udel Asher Ha'ilam Yimekedet. And that's what we're doing now in the second part of the kinos. And here, in the specific kino that we are going to read, Lamed Zayin, more or less what you have here is a description more of the physical beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaTzvi. That's how it's described here. Eretz Yisrael has so many physical beauty, so much physical beauty, so many milos. Peres Genoisar. You saw what happened with Naaman, the commander-in-chief of the army of Aram. And he had Gaiba, and he got Saras, and he was able to, he thought the waters of his country were far better than anything here, but not so. Here we have Kol HaTanugim, Hatzorien Begilon, Harofien Shom, Peres Eretz Yisrael Amarape, Peres Eretz Yisrael can cure, Peres Genesar, Yam Kineret, Peres Genesar. And the language is so mind-boggling here that Akidei Kach, there's a very, very well-known and very famous piece in this Lamed Zayim, the Kino of Tzion Kichi Kol Tzori Gilad. It mentions in the middle, Kach Kol Behema Ba'ov Chochmu. Like Ben Yoyer, all the animals in Eretz Yisrael are brilliant. They have personalities. Like the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoyer. There's a famous Rashi, I believe in Chayisara, where Rashi comments, Eliezer, when he went on the mission to find a wife, for Yitzchak. So it says, Vayifatach Hagmalim. So Rashi points out over there, Hitir's mom of Shalahem. Why did he unmuzzle them? Because the Avos were very makbid that their flock should not graze Besada Shalacher. No, makbid on Gezel. That's why the Rishonim write, Rabbeinu Bachai especially, three or four times in Chumash. For two reasons. One, his Beidudos, they were breasts of Achsidim before the breasts of Achsidim. Namely, the Avos, Avosenu Akdoshim, his Beidudos. But another reason, in order that they should not, Chas V'Sholom, be guilty of Gezel. Ramban quotes him, and that possibly is Raisora from Rashi's Rabbah, if I'm not mistaken, that he says that the Gemalim of Avraham Avinu, his donkeys, Ramban says, they in effect were no less than the Chamor of Apichas ben Yoel. Just as the Gemara Chulin describes how he was makbid, that his Chamor should not graze elsewhere, and God forbid be over on Gezel, the Ramban says it can't be that the Chasidus in the house of Avraham Avinu was less than the Chasidus of Apichas ben Yoel. Not possible. So they also had tremendous amount of chassidus. But what's relevant here is what I just read. Namely, that where did this take place? Where was this chassidus expressed? And the answer is, Dafka and Eretz Yisrael. And this was mentioned by the author of this kima. Kach ko behema ba'oiv chochmu kechamor pichas ben yoyer. Unbelievable. That they were so in the kina, on the chum and Eretz Yisrael. This is one of the elements of the kina that's mentioned over here. And it's Yisod of the Ramban, but you know the Tzadik Kolobin, not only the Tzadik, but even the Chamor of the Tzadik. And then it could be that Shitas Rashi, when Rashi says, that I mentioned a moment ago, by Fatah HaGmadim, that was Dafkin Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has this Gula, has a personality, and even the livestock have personality in Eretz Yisrael. So Avir HaLevi, if he's the Mechaber of this, not so clear, but assuming he is the Mechaber of this, he's saying Shevach of Eretz Yisrael, Shevach even of the livestock of Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who knows a ketzel in Eretz Yisrael, what asach, aggressiveness. In Chutzlars, I see cats, they're not the same as the cats in Eretz Yisrael. The ketzel in Eretz Yisrael has the aggressiveness of the Israelis. Same personality. That comes from Eretz Yisrael. Limon Beitzel, Klal Yisrael, Azim Shemu Masailom. And that's expressed in Eretz Yisrael. Someone I saw an unbelievable comment, I'm not so familiar with his writings. Rabbi Yochum Lubavitz, the famed Mashkiach of the Mir Yeshiva. So someone actually discussed with me a pasuk, and then he showed me, there's a famous Daskin about that Tesis that I do know. And the pasuk of the Naftali Yomah, Naftali Svar Ratzon Hashem, Svar Ratzon, Moli Bikas Hashem, Yom Dom Yerosha, Moli Bikas Hashem, Shekalabo Deres Naftali Bro'em Pei Reisa, Mivukorin, Vilonos Malavavim, Mishabech and Mavarech Has Hashem, the Peos of Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing like it. The Bach, a famous comment in the tour. The Peos of Eretz Yisrael, I said this many times, you eat a tomato in Manhattan, Nebuch. Even though it's a nice looking tomato, very, very pleasant looking, very clean, in a refrigerator. Literally, I walked into a refrigerator. The whole green grocer is a refrigeration. The entire thing is one big refrigerator. Bahadishkin Tam! Come to Eretz Yisrael, Beis Mir, the tomatoes, the pilpulin, it's yearning from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's what this Lamed Zayin is describing. And that's what the Daskei about that thesis. So, where's Rabbi Yochum come in? So Rabbi Yochum has a whole shmooz, very big shmooz. Sometimes things that are so unbelievable, we don't appreciate. And he brings rayas from Sfonos by Petach Amor, and he says, brother rayas is from Eretz Yisrael. He says, "Lefanim Yisrael, Haya Beinam Torah Eretz Yisrael." I remember as a kid growing up in the Bronx, New York. I'm all the guy came from the JNF. The guy came from the JNF with a pushka, and he writes from Yochim, "Shoyisi Yelav Ben Chesh Shabo." When a Noreach came from Eretz Yisrael, Ish Meshulach for the Kupas Ameir Balanes, he came to collect. Lo Yadana Afilu Tivo Shel Yishahu. We didn't have a clue what this guy is all about. Vayadaylor, it was enough when he told us. He came from Eretz Yisrael. He came from the Kesel Maravi. La'ucha l'tzayel lachem the kedusha that we felt. Hayinu mamish menashkim kanfei begadav. Azay, the Gemara says in Ksubis, keep the akko. They kiss the ground of Eretz Yisrael. We would kiss this JNF or this Rabbi Avraham Meshulach. And when children began to learn Chumash, they talk about Eretz Yisrael, they were enraptured. Kodesh Kadoshim, Soif Kesoif, Zekar Tachlis. That's the ultimate end of everything, Eretz Yisrael. Shmiras HaTorah V'Mitzvos, okay. Chutzaras, we also do it as the Rambam cites, as a Tagil, in order to know what to do and come back to Eretz Yisrael. Kechol amitas kedushasa v'chashivusa kach hayom milifnim kol mapateinu al Eretz Yisrael. V'achshav, what's the matzav now? L'machoveinu, l'davoneinu, chilu v'zilzo b'chol kodesh, v'abdush asa'ot b'frat. But it's not going to help them. Because Eretz Yisrael is unique, Eretz Yisrael is distinctive. Eretz Zoras kolom v'dvash. And that's what we have to remember. He cites it also, Rabbi Yeruchim, that this I heard from I'm going to have Yaakov HaKain lesson, the Mashiach, the Yeshiva. He said when he came, he told over, when he came to Chutz Laaretz, he saw Chilul Shabbos the first time he fainted. And the Tzveig Demol, he was weak. And the third time, he already learned to somehow acclimate. And that's what he writes Rabbi Yeruchim. Someone who sees an individual with Chilul Shabbos, Rabbi Yeruchim, Yom Tuchot B'Shabbat, Pam Pamayim, Vaday Shalei Pamayim, Abul Vaday Ki Uaya Magish Vala Kudusha Shal Shabbat, and he really felt Shabbos, it would be absolutely. So this is how we should see Eretz Yisrael, this is what's described here in Lamed Zayin. See Yom Kechi Kol Tzori Gilo Tzivayim.